Today, obviously, the theme is intercession. Esther prays. Now, let's take a look at that prayer for just a minute. You know the situation, right? It's been, she now knows that Haman, the huge enemy of the Jews, has gotten a rescript from the king to have all the Jews in the country put to death. And her uncle Mordecai goes to her and says, "You're our only hope." This is like Nazi Germany earlier. So there she is as she reminds the Lord, "You know, look, I'm an orphan. It's my uncle out there who's, you know, I don't have him. My mother and father are dead. I have no one." So this is how she prays. She lay prostrate on the ground, along with some of her handmaids, who will do whatever she does. She's going to pray to her God, you know, but at least they're willing to help her out. From morning until evening. Now, what is the first thing she says to God? "God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, blessed are you." The first thing. First, you bless God. You just don't say, "Gimme, gimme, 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 gimme." Even when you need what you're asking for, like we hear the existence of her whole people. See, "Blessed are you. Help me, who am alone and have no help but you. For I'm taking my life in my hand." You know the way. If anybody went into the king unbidden, they could be killed. And so she prays, you see. Well, you know the rest of the story. "See, come help me, an orphan. Put in my mouth persuasive words in the presence of the lion, and turn his heart to hatred for our enemy." Now, we wouldn't pray that part. But you see, the mystery of intercession is based on love, respect. She's not praying, "Oh God, whoever you are, help me out." First she begins, "Blessed are you, O God." And then she prays. And yet, she exposes her need. Now, our Lord, who is God, one who heard her prayer, now is on earth. He's a human being now, as well as being God. And what does he say? "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you'll find. Knock, and the door will be open." You say, "Oh, I tried that." He didn't say how many times we had to seek, ask, or knock, did he? Because hidden in the whole prayer of intercession is getting to know God. Monica, how many years, 30 years did she pray for Augustine? But she died a saint. God heard her the first day. "Thank you, God." She would have gone off shopping. But God kept her waiting. Why? "Because I want you to talk to me. And I want you to come to know me." That's the important thing. You see? So he promises. Everyone who asks receives. You see? Everyone who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. There's a great secret here, you see. Again, that lovely text from the Catechism. Prayer is the work of the Holy Spirit and ourselves. We don't know what to pray for as we ought. We don't know what to pray for. We don't know how to pray for it. That's pretty stupid. But that's us. The Spirit comes to our aid with unutterable groanings, stenagmes. Paul has told us that in Romans 8. The universe is groaning. Then he says, we're groaning. We're not complete. We're headed toward death. And finally, the Holy Spirit is groaning. Who is God that he can get that involved with us? He's groaning. He's praying with these stenagmes halalitis, these unutterable, unspeakable groanings. God is. There's a mystery here. You see? And he who sees the heart knows that the Spirit is asking according to the mind of the Father. We can't miss. But you see, the conclusion is not sort of a platonic, well, I'll just stand here and whatever you want to pray for, Holy Spirit, I guess that's the right thing. That's not what Esther did, was it? I want to talk to you. And I hope you will talk to me. You see what a school this rather short little text is? You see? If you who are wicked know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father? When you hear that Heavenly Father, you know right away where we are in Matthew, right? We're in the Sermon on the Mount, which is a treatise on the Father. Your Father, you see, will give good things to those who ask him. Suppose I'm in jail and I'm in suffering. I'm saying, oh Lord, take care of me. And I get shot and I'm a martyr. Not bad. Straight to heaven. Not bad. I hope he shoots straight. But you see what I mean? Under all this is this fire of love that Jesus is teaching us. Get into my heart. Love with my love. Love the Father with my love. Trust the Father with my trust. Love him with my fire. Talk to him with my intimacy. Then you'll know what intercession is all about. And then, I guess this is the editors, but now, right away, Matthew adds, well, I really want to be heard. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Right. So then what? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. You're asking me. Your uncle, you haven't forgiven for 20 years, and you're expecting me to just give you everything? Forgive him. Treat others the way you're expecting me to treat you.